Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
I'm sure you've heard or certainly read about President Donald Trump's speech in Warsaw, Poland. I hope that you have had a chance to listen to it. It is the most powerful speech, I think, that a president has given in modern times regarding the defense of Western civilization. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, this speech by President Donald Trump would make any person, wherever you stand, no matter whether you're left or right, in fact, even the left, Matt, had to say, this sounds very presidential, but it would make you very proud because this was a classic defense of Western civilization and Judeo-Christian values. He mentioned at one time that 1 million Poles gathered in the 1970s to hear the first Polish Pope speak in Poland. And he said they didn't come because they were seeking wealth. They came because of three words in which they chanted, "We want God."
Wow.
We want God. It makes me think of Harry Mihet, our vice president of legal affairs at Liberty Counsel, who was in Romania during the collapse of communism when the people gathered in his little town where the revolution actually began. It wasn't a little town. It was several hundred thousand. And also in the capital, Bucharest, where they also chanted the same thing. We want or we need God. We want God. We want God. That was the chant. And this was a powerful defense of Western civilization. It was a powerful defense of American values in terms of fighting for our freedom, linking us with Poland as they fought for freedom, and also standing with the Poles and other countries around the world. If they are attacked for their freedom, the United States will be there to help defend those freedoms as well.
Absolutely. And this reminded the world that after 8 years of, quote, leading from behind, as President Obama famously and disgracefully said, we have now the leader of the free world. It once again occupies 1600 Pennsylvania. Under Obama, America lost its standing as the lone superpower, and the president as the leader of the free world. Under Trump, that title has been retaken, and that is exactly what President Trump revealed himself to be during this speech, in which he, you know, he basically pointed out, I'm paraphrasing here, but he basically pointed out how this crazy socialist experiment, this Marxist experiment called multiculturalism, has been an utter failure, that the East moving in, the Middle Eastern countries, Islamic nations and so forth, through Islamic jihad and through migration jihad, have undermined the fundamental pillars of Western civilization, not the least of which, of course, is biblical Christianity, the Judeo-Christian tradition, and reinstilling those precepts and those principles and those foundations came through loud and clear from this president.
Well, I was invited to Poland earlier this year. I was not able to attend because of scheduling conflicts. But the Polish government invited several leaders from the United States to come to Poland, particularly Warsaw, inter some of the places of Nazi Holocaust back then in the 1940s. The Polish government wanted to connect with American leaders because they were concerned about Russia, and they wanted to be able to make sure that President Trump understood the threat of Russia to Poland, the history of the Russians and the Poles, and that America would have its back. And this speech did exactly that, because this speech was set in the area of the memorial of the 1944 uprising, where the Poles tried to throw off Nazi Germany and about 150,000 were slaughtered. He specifically mentioned that the Russians, Soviet Union, were on the other side of the river watching the Nazis slaughter the Poles, and they could have stopped it, but they didn't. And the reason why they didn't stop it is because they wanted to slaughter the Poles so they could come in and take over Poland. Mm-hmm. So they let the Nazis do their killing, and all these people were slaughtered when the Nazis came in with full force to stop the uprising. He also mentioned that, in fact, he stands behind Article 5 of the NATO agreement, where if one NATO ally, including Poland, a member of NATO, is attacked, then the other members of NATO will defend their freedom. All of that was something that they wanted to hear because they don't trust where Russia is. They have had a very tenuous and problematic history with Russia, and they are people who have gone through the Holocaust right there in their own country, and they have many people who fought and died, and they came through fighting for their liberty, and certainly they threw off communism. They've been through a lot. They want to have that human freedom that comes from God. So this was a very powerful message. It talked about God in terms of being central to our communities, talked about freedom. It talked about the sanctity and dignity of every human life. Powerful message that the president gave. So I would encourage you to find that message on the internet and listen to it because it has a great ring from beginning to end.
You know, speaking of powerful, one thing that the president said regarding this age of terrorism that we're in, he said, the fundamental question of our time is whether the West has the will to survive.
Right.
Wow.
Powerful. And then he also said, you know, some people have criticized him regarding the hard stand that he took regarding NATO, where he is saying that they all need to come up and pay their fair share. He says, however, you know, he has the will, America has the will, Poland has the will, and we will not back down. He also said that as a result of the hard stand, many of these NATO countries that were allowing the United States to pay for everything while they just sat on the sideline and reaped the benefits are now stepping forward. And they are paying their obligations that they otherwise should have. This strong stand, I think, is resonating around the world. And these Poles gathered in throngs, waving American flags and chanting Donald Trump. They also made other patriotic chants as well. But it was a well-received message that the entire world was able to hear on the eve of the NATO, the G20 gathering.
You know, he said, the story of Poland is a story of a people who have never lost hope, who have never been broken, and who have never forgotten who they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he also talked about, though, Matt, the importance of, quote, the renewal of the American spirit. He talked about, called for a renewal of the spirit of the West to fight new enemies. He talked about family, freedom, country, and God, and rallied Europeans who have abandoned those, quote, traditional values to, he really rallied them to return and re-embrace those traditional values that are the bedrock.
Yeah, he said that Europe needs to step up. Europe needs to step up and stand for these values and not be backing away from these values. He talked about the values coming from God. He talked about family. He talked about that the government is not the thing that takes precedent. It's God and family.
Right.
And these values resonate, and they go through all of, I mean, it was a powerful message, and I'm listening to this from the President of the United States of America. It was a well-delivered, well-written speech articulating the core Western civilization values that are based upon Judeo-Christian values and the centrality of God.
Thank you, God.
Yeah, and he didn't say these words exactly, but what undergirded, the message that undergirded a lot of this was that in Europe and abroad and in the United States, so-called progressivism has been the cancer that has eroded Western civilization.
Yeah. Mm. Well, the speech is definitely one worth reading. You can find it online. You can listen to it as well. But I encourage you to take a look at it. It will make you proud to be an American that we stand for these values. These are the values that ultimately made America what it is. This is why America was born. We just celebrated not long ago the birthday of America with the 4th of July. These are the values that ultimately gave rise to America. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It goes on to say that this is the reason governments exist, to protect these God-given liberties. That was the essence of the message. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website. You can also order at our website the Patriot's Handbook series. We have 7 now in this series. You can order the entire packet right there at lc.org. Remember to pray for Liberty Counsel and support Liberty Counsel financially.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. The website again, lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel, lc.org.